There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
I realize you're all anxious to get back to your ships before our rendezvous with the Cylons, but I think it appropriate to toast the most significant event in the history of mankind. I would like to raise my chalice to you. Not merely as the quorum of 12, representing the 12 colonies of man, but as my friends, the greatest leaders ever assembled. As we approach the seventh millennium of time, the human race at last will find peace. Thanks to you.
Peace. Starbuck, he's coming. What are you gonna say?
Zach, now just calm down. Why are you so nervous?
He still thinks of me as his little brother.
Yeah, well, you're acting like one. Now, listen, it's just a routine patrol. Why is it so important to you?
Because it is. Look, I'm a warrior. I earned that. I want to prove that to him.
No, Zach, but this may not be the best time.
It's a peace envoy. What possible trouble could there be?
Well, no, that's not the point.
Starbuck, you promised.
I know.
Hey, Starbuck, what are you doing? We're going on patrol.
He can't make it. Starbuck's not feeling well.
Oh?
Yeah, well, it's,
Well, that's kind of short notice. I mean, with everybody not wanting to go on this patrol, everybody wants to celebrate the armistice. I wonder who I'm going to be able to find. Yes, Zach, you have a suggestion?
Oh, come on. I mean, I've studied the coordinates from here to the Cylon capital. My ship's ready to go.
Well, that's lucky, isn't it, Starbuck?
Yeah, that's a real stroke of luck.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to pull Starbuck's patrol with me. Were we ever like that?
I don't know. I can't remember that far back. Listen, maybe I ought to go along.
No, he's going to be just fine. I mean, it's not as if we're at war, right?
I'll see you later. Right.
Take care of the stomach.
Yeah, I will.
Section 12, launch bay Alpha, stand by to launch fighter probe.
Acknowledge input recorded and functioning.
Vector coordinates coded and transferred. Acknowledge.
Acknowledge, ready to launch.
Core systems transferring control to probe craft. Launch when ready.
Star exploration, that's the challenge, Zach. Let's roll over and take a look at Lingus Vector.
Walter, my friend. This armistice conference would not have been possible without your tireless work. You have secured for yourself a place in the history books.
That the Cylons chose me as their liaison to the Quorum of the Twelve was an act of providence. Not skill.
I see the party is not a huge success with all my children.
What awaits us out there is what troubles me.
Surely you don't cling to your suspicions about the Cylons. They asked for this armistice. They want peace.
Forgive me, Mr. President. They hate us with every fiber of their existence. We love freedom. We love independence. To feel, to question, to resist oppression. To them, it's an alien way of existing they will never accept.
But they have. Through Baltar, they have sued for peace.
Yes. Of course, you're right.
On my scanner, just above the old moon Simtar.
Could be a storm. I think we'll be coming right through it. Look, you hold positions and cover me while I take a look. Let me get my turbos. Cylon tanker. Scanner reads it's empty.
Apollo, I have a funny feeling about this.
Well, we came to look. There's the other ship tucked in nice and neat. I wonder what she's doing. I can't read anything inside. She's jamming us.
Warbook says she's a freighter.
I've heard if she's jamming or she's hiding something, I'm going around her.
Nothing but a harmless mist. Not heavy at all. I don't see why they'd send up all that electronic jamming.
Let's get out of here.
Why?
I'll explain later.
I see what you mean. It's an ambush, and they've got enough firepower to destroy the entire fleet.
Thank you.
transmission. We're not gonna make it giving them our backs. How many of them can you make out? Four. When I hit three, you hit your reverse thrusters and maximum braking flaps. We'll give them a little surprise. One, two, three. Turbos full forward thrust now. Right here, you creeps. Hey, not bad, little brother. Okay, you go after the guys on the right.
Request permission to land.
Permission granted.
Something's wrong.
What is it?
I don't know. They just put the ship on alert.
Atlantia, this is Galactica 4 Control. Request assistance in communicating.
I don't know what's been happening.
Our patrol ran into trouble. We picked up some signals, but they're being jammed. Could be smugglers or pirates or...
Standing by.
Get me the president, please.
Mr. President, our patrol is under attack.
We don't know by whom. As a precautionary measure, I would like to launch intercept fighters.
Why should you think that's highly inadvisable in view of the delicacy of our situation?
You're quite right, Baltar. Commander, as a precautionary measure, I insist upon restraint.
If this turns out to be an encounter with some outlaw traffic, we could jeopardize the whole cause of peace by displaying fighters when we are so close to our rendezvous.
Mr. President, two of my starfighters are under armed attack.
By forces unknown. You are not to launch until the situation is more clear.
Sir, may I at least urge you to bring the fleet to a state of alert?
I will consider that. Thank you, Commander.
You'll consider it? You'll consider it?
All right.
I'm sorry, Commander. It's just that... Well...
What?
The patrol is under the command of Captain Apollo.
Well, if I can't have confidence in my firstborn son, whom can I depend on?
Commander, Zach is with him. It's his first patrol.
Thank you.
From our fighters, sir. Their transmission is being deliberately jammed. If we don't launch...
We cannot launch. It's been expressly forbidden. However, this might be a very good time for battle stations drill. Sound the alert, Colonel.
Yes, sir.
You may never see another one, fellas. A perfect pyramid. Unless there's a better hand, the pot's mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, we have to...
Come on.
Our long-range scanner shows a large number of ships headed this way at high speed.
Single patrol craft is approaching, Commander.
Get that pilot up here as soon as he lands. Give me the President.
To worry about. Probably some kind of aerial salute for the President while he signs the armistice. It sure ruined a good card game.
Commander?
Mr. President, a wall of unidentified craft is closing in on the fleet.
Possibly a Cylon welcoming committee.
Sir, may I suggest we launch a welcoming committee of our own?
Mr. President, there remain many hostile feelings amongst our warriors.
The likelihood of an unfortunate incident with
all those pilots in the sky at once.
Commander?
Sir, did Baltar suggest that our forces sit here totally defenseless?
My friend, we are on a peace mission. The first peace man has known in 1,000 years.
Stand by to attack.
Oh, come on, baby, not much farther.
Blue Flag 2 in trouble. Request emergency approach.
Mr. President.
Commander, one of our patrol ships is under attack from the main force approaching the fleet.
Mr. President, your welcoming committee is firing at our patrol.
Baltar.
Baltar?
Ships able to launch their fighters?
Negative, sir.
Lord help us.
Engineering reports laser hits on starboard engine 7. Power reduction.
Silence, an ambush. I had to leave Zach. He's disabled. I'd like to go back and lead him in.
It won't be possible.
Father, I didn't know what else to do. If I don't go back, he doesn't stand a chance. Zach?
His ship was destroyed just short of the fleet.
Transferring target scanners to deck 7. Battlestar Atlantia and Metropolis losing speed.
Must reduce speed 3 points to maintain position with Atlantia.
Hey, heads up, Homer. There's a pair on your tail. Pull up, Homer. I'll try to get him off.
We have to know how many base ships we're dealing with.
No base ships.
You must be mistaken, Captain. Fighters couldn't function this far from Cylon without base
ships.
They don't carry enough fuel.
Just fighters, maybe 1,000.
How do you account for that, Apollo?
I don't know. We picked up an empty tanker on our scanner. It's my guess the Cylons used it to refuel for the attack after flying to that point from wherever their base ships are.
Why operate this far from Cylon without base ships when it isn't necessary? They would have been well out of our range at the old moon.
Unless it was necessary for them to be somewhere else.
Get me the President!
Hey, Starbuck, it's dangerous around here.
Mr. President, I request permission to leave the fleet. I have reason to suspect our home planets may face imminent attack.
Atlantia to all battle stars. We are
maintain contact.
Fires out of request Viper.
How could I have been so completely wrong? I have led the entire human race to ruin.
Mr. President.
Group 3, Vectors 17 and 28. Alarm and attack from Atlantia.
He's going after the Atlantia.
I got him on the left.
I got him on the right. The main attack is on the President's ship.
Death Squadron, attack.
Scanners have picked up Cylon base ships. Grid 035, 126, and 258. That puts them well within striking range of the planets Virgon, Sagittarius, and...
Yes, and Caprica.
Speak, Centurion.
All base ships are now in range to attack the colonies.
The final annihilation of the life form known as man. Let the attack begin.
Jamming has stopped.
They're clearing the air for their electronic guidance systems.
That means the attack is underway.
No, sir. We're picking up long-range video satellite signals. Everything looks perfectly normal at home. We have a civil broadcast transmission coming up here shortly.
Perhaps we're in time, Commander.
Preparations continue through the night here at the Caprica Presidium. We can see at the moment it is somewhat deserted. But with a new dawn, it'll be full of Capricans. Coming here, eagerly and joyfully, to usher in a new era, the era of peace.
So far, details of the armistice meeting going on at this very moment on the Starkobel are not coming in as we had hoped for. It seems that this is due to unusual electrical interferences which are blocking out all interstellar communications. However, as soon as they are available, we will be showing you the first pictures of something that has been described as the most significant event in history.
Ships on long-range scanner, launching to all outer planets.
No hope, Commander.
Let's head to Terra.
Planet's in flames, Commander.
Have my shuttlecraft prepared, please.
Shuttlecraft?
I'm going down on the surface, Caprica.
Commander, that is out of the question. Cylon scanner should pick you up.
You will continue to rendezvous with the survivors of the fleet.
I'll take you and my fighter. You're the last surviving member of the Council, Father. If we should run into a Cylon attack ship, at least you'll have a chance.
I insist on that, Commander.
Very well.
Core systems transferring control to probe craft. Launch when ready.
Ships are coming in on both decks, sir.
What's the count?
67 fighters in all, sir. 25 of our own.
How many battle stars?
None.
What?
We're the only surviving battle star.
Oh my God.
This Red Leader 1 in trouble. Repeat, in trouble.
We read you, Red Leader. How can we assist you?
A battle damage. Power control circuit shot away in my landing gear.
I'm on the line, Starbuck. What's your condition?
This is no time for trainees, Athena. I'm in trouble. I'm in real trouble.
You will be if you keep talking like that. How's your fuel?
Dry.
All right, run the check with me. Alpha circuit. Close and alternate to left servo circuit.
Alpha circuit, close, alternate to left servo circuit. No response. My throttles are still full open.
Omega C circuit. Close and alternate to servo support circuit.
Alternating to servo support circuit. Does not respond.
Bring him in full throttle with shutdown at the outer marker. There's no choice.
I heard him. Get everyone out of the way. I'm coming in hot.
You're cleared to land.
Roger. I hope you guys aren't counting out for neatness.
You'll be coming in like a missile.
Stay back, he could lose it. Stay back.
Starbuck!
Get out fast, the ship might blow any minute.
Are you all right?
Fine, fine. No thanks to your father. Here, give it a good wash, fellas.
Get that fire there! What are you saying about my father? Do you realize what we've just been through?
Oh, yeah? You should have seen how we spent our day. I managed to single-handedly keep the Cylons off your neck while you took off on a little cruise.
Starbuck, don't you realize what's happened?
Oh, yeah, sure, I realize what happened. You should see this baby from the air when it takes off across the sky. It's a beautiful sight. Beautiful. Unless it happens to be your base ship.
Starbuck, listen to me. The colonies are gone. All of them.
What are you talking about? Gone.
I'm sorry, Violet. I was never there when it mattered. Never.
Wait a minute.
This way.
There must be food somewhere. I'm hungry.
Father, there are crowds coming. They probably saw our ship land.
I was just gathering a few things here. This likeness of you and Zach.
Father, we can't stay.
Wasn't here. Oh. She was here. She was here.
Oh.
Where were you when they killed the rest of us? What were you doing, boy?
Wait. Wait, let him talk. I want to know where you were as well. All of you. We waited. We watched and prayed. And you never came.
Most of us are dead. The fleet is all but destroyed.
But you're here.
From the Battlestar Galactica.
It survives?
Yes.
What are the President and the Council of 12 and all the other colonies?
All destroyed.
Commander Adama.
Yes, Serena.
It's true then. We're defeated, doomed. Can I ride your ship, sir?
Fighter planes are no place for little boys.
They're going to have to be if our people are going to survive. We must fight back.
Yes, we are going to fight back. But not here. Not now. Not in the colonies. Not even in this star system. Let the word go forth to every man, woman, and child who survived this Holocaust. Tell them to set sail at once in every assorted vehicle that will carry them. Went forth to every outpost of human existence. And they came. The Aries, the Geminis, the Virgos, the Scorpios, the Pisons, and the Sagittarians. In all, 220 ships, representing every colony, color, and creed in the star system. Might have one more chance, but first it would have to survive the Alliance, the elements, and the unknown dark and sinister threats that would lie ahead. Their destruction is complete.
Our forces have taken prisoners near the space drone. They tell of survivors who escaped in ships.
What ships? How far can they go? If a handful of survivors did indeed escape, they would have neither fuel nor food for a prolonged voyage.
The information is not complete. It is offered in exchange for life.
And what is the standing order for humans from your imperious leader?
Extermination.
Then carry out your orders. If they exist, they're doomed.
Answer that single question. Where will we go? Our recorded history tells us that we descended from a mother civilization, a race that went out into space to establish colonies. Those of us here assembled now represent the only known surviving colonies, save one. A sister world, far out in the universe, remembered to us only through ancient writings. It is my intention to seek out that remaining colony, that last outpost of humanity in the whole universe.
Commander Adama, this 13th colony, this other world, where is it and what is it called?
I wish I could tell you that I know precisely where it is, but I can't. However, I do know that it lies beyond our star system, in a galaxy very much like our own, on a planet called Earth.
Anybody here?
Starbuck.
Oh. Been looking for you. I came to apologize for how I treated you. It's just... I'd seen so many of the guys from my squadron burned up. I guess I was looking to take it out on somebody. I wish it hadn't been you.
It wasn't important, Starbuck. I don't know what is.
Look, I'm sorry about Zach and your mother.
Starbuck, you don't have to say anything.
Zach pulled my patrol.
He wanted to go.
Yeah. Katina, this is a time for sticking together. Maybe we could talk about things.
Us, you mean?
Well, I guess it is a little overdue.
Starbuck, I don't know. I don't think any of us have any kind of future anymore.
Hey, don't say that. Things are gonna be all right. Look, if we can handle what we've just been through, we can handle anything.
Later, maybe. But things aren't so fresh in my mind.
Athena, I said I was sorry.
Starbuck, I don't want to care about anybody. But especially you. Zach couldn't wait to get out there, get all shot up. And you, you're worse than Zach.
I think of it as an obligation.
No, you don't. You like to pretend that they're out there dragging you by your bootstraps, but you really can't wait to get up there in that machine of yours.
I guess we see things differently.
I guess we do.
I said what I came to say.
Questions. I hear they're sending some poor guys from Beta Section crawling around on the outside of an old sky bus looking for a solium leak.
Wonder how they missed us for that detail.
Excuse me, but...
Shh! Would you mind telling us what you're looking for?
Solium leaks!
Bye!
Halt!
Apollo! Captain, that stuff is dangerous. I mean, these old ships shouldn't even be flying.
There really wasn't much choice, was there? How many people did we leave behind for lack of ships? Now, unless you're willing to volunteer permanent assignment on this tub, you'll help survey each and every ship in this fleet for damage. Or I just might be tempted to loan you guys out to Beta Company.
Just keep it up, old buddy. You're gonna get us into real trouble.
10,000 light years from nowhere. Our planet shot to pieces, people starving, and I'm gonna get us in trouble?
Look, all
what
I'm saying
is... What is the matter with you? I tell you, well, may as well live for today. We might not have many left.
Water. Just give us a little water. Can't you bring a little water down here on the lid?
seen or heard from anyone in 2 days.
Please tell us what's going on. Have we been left behind?
No, you haven't been left behind. Just be patient. Your needs will be attended to. Be patient. Just be glad you're alive. Geminese. Boom, can translate. Does anyone here understand Geminese?
The woman said her husband is feverish.
What's wrong with your arm?
There are others in greater need than I. Get her out of here. She should be jettisoned with the dead. No place for refuse here. Feed her to the Daggett. Dirty socialator.
It's a sin to starve us while the Puritans luxuriate in their private sanctuaries.
No one is in luxury if you push that.
Now, you're lying. I saw it with my own eyes aboard the Rising Star before I was cast out and put here among the Bores of humanity.
Core Control is aware of the problem.
And I can tell them food and water's on the way.
They're aware of the problem.
What are you saying? There's something you're not telling us.
Relief is on the way. You have my word as a warrior.
Your word as a warrior?
You know, I can't fault them for resenting us. They lost everything. They have to blame someone. Corps Command, this is Alpha Shuttle requesting clarification on food dispersal.
Corps Command, no information available at this time.
What are you talking about? No information is available. I just left a ship filled with starving people. What's going on?
I'm sorry, Shuttle Alpha. Corps Command has no information available at this time.
Commander, this is Colonel Ty. It's starting.
Something's wrong. What'd they tell you when you called in the food shortage?
Same thing they told you. Vague acknowledgement of the problem.
Boomer, I'm getting an awful uneasy feeling.
Why don't you just give me your name, okay? It's all right.
My name is Cassiopeia.
Cassiopeia. It's beautiful. It means fairy queen, doesn't it?
I think so.
And designation?
I'm designated a socialator. It's an honorable profession, practiced with the blessings of the elders for over 4,000 years.
I didn't say anything. I'm just curious about what all that excitement was about back on the barge.
That woman is a member of the Atori sect amongst the Geminese. They don't believe in physical contact between genders, except when sanctified by the priest during high worship of the Sunstorm, which comes once only every 7 years.
No wonder those little buggers are such good card players.
Corps Command, this is Alpha Shuttle. Changing course to rendezvous Starliner Rising Star. Shuttle will proceed on to Galactica with patients for Life Station.
Hey, what are you up to?
If you don't mind my asking,
sir.
I want to see what's at the bottom of this conspiracy of silence.
Passenger liner Rising Star. This is Sigma Shuttle on fleet damage and supply survey. Prepare to receive.
Contaminated? Weren't the provisions checked before they were boarded?
For radiation, yes. There wasn't time to check for pluton poisoning.
Pluton breaks down the structure of food. All of this is worthless?
We don't know that yet. Jolly, have your crews go through every container. Chances are some of it was shielded enough from the bombs to be saved.
We went through 3 ships since last night. It isn't looking good.
Salvage anything you can. Even small scraps will help.
And what do we do with the rest of it?
Jettison it. Keep a lid on the problem. People find out we haven't any food, we're gonna have a mutiny on our hands. We're going up to the second level.
Flight leader, Serpentine by your command.
Report, Centurion, on the final assault.
On each of the 12 planets, a similar story is told. Of a handful of ships who escaped destruction to rendezvous with a warship.
What kind of warship?
A Battlestar Galactica.
Then go and seek out Voltar. Tell him I am displeased. Tell him I offer a choice. Deliver the Battlestar Galactica. Or deliver his head.
Captain! Captain?
Yes?
I heard that you'd come aboard. I wonder if I might borrow you for a moment.
I'm afraid we're on an important survey for the commander right now.
It won't take very long.
Omer, why don't you go up to a late class and see if there's anything going on we should be concerned about?
You won't like what you find.
Be along presently.
It's my son. He hasn't moved in 2 days. He lost a little dagger which meant everything to him. I thought you might be able to help.
It won't eat for you. I don't know what I can do.
Well, he seemed to spark a little when you picked him up on Caprica. I got the feeling that you were good with children.
I grew up with a kid brother.
Okay.
Where is he?
There.
Excuse me. I'm in charge of finding young men to try as future fighter pilots. Your name is?
Foxy.
Foxy. Okay. Just what I thought. You're right at the top of my list. You know, I've been looking all over for you. You should have made contact with the commander. We're very short on fighter pilots.
I'm too little to be a pilot.
Oh, sure, right now. But how long do you think it takes to become a full colonial warrior, huh?
I don't know.
Well, you have to start when you're very small. Or you won't get these until you have gray hair. You like them?
I want muscle.
Well, I don't know. There's not much room for a Daggett in a fighter plane.
He's gone. He ran away.
Oh. Well, well, maybe we can find one of Muffet's friends.
I asked. There are no Daggetts.
Well, I'll tell you what. As a colonial warrior first level, you are entitled to the first Daggett that comes along, okay? But only on the condition that you get your rest. Close your eyes. Eat all your primaries. And stop chasing girls.
Thank you. I was right. You are good with kids. You and your brother must be very close.
We were.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, you'd rather not be involved.
Hey, don't be silly. What's a warrior to do after he's lost the big one? Come in a few of the low ones.
That's not a little one in there, Captain.
No.
Just this wants is a private accommodation.
Aside, right?
By Sire Yuri and his party. And I'm being paid by Transstellar's.
Now.
Hey, what's going on, Boomer?
Oh, nothing. Just the fella here didn't seem to want to let us into the club area.
Thank you.
Thank you. I trust you have an explanation for this intrusion.
Would you like to make a statement before I arrest you, Sire Yuri?
I'm glad you know my name. At least you know from where the blade fell.
I'm going to give you about a micron to join me on my shuttle. After that, I'll just turn the 6 levels of starving passengers beneath you loose and let you take your chances with them.
Captain, why don't you join us in our prayer of gratitude for deliverance?
In case it eluded you, Counselor, some 100 people have died since our deliverance from the Cylons. And while hunger hasn't yet taken a life, it's only a matter of time now. Boomer, notify Corps Command that we have located some stores which we will distribute as far as they go.
No, it's mine. It belongs to me and my guests.
Does your wife share your feelings about denying your food to others?
My wife?
Cyrus Yuri, I don't see her.
Unfortunately, she was not in time to make the voyage.
My sympathies. I share your bereavement. Cyrus Yuri was an outstanding woman.
Yes.
I'm sure she'd be moved by your period of mourning. Boomer, have Jolly come up here with the crew and distribute this food throughout the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being critical, Captain. Wouldn't you say you overplayed our hand just a tad, considering Sire Yuri is a member of the newly elected Council of the Twelve?
How do you overplay starvation?
How's it feel?
Feels like it's never even been broken.
The bone's been fused whole. It's stronger than before.
It's wonderful. Take me back, aren't you?
Well, it isn't easy to find a ride around here.
Oh, I dread returning to that ship.
Well, look, maybe I can check around and see if there's any place else you can go. But there are better ships.
Would you be doing this if I weren't a social later?
Hey, listen, can we forget my little jokes back on the shuttle, huh? Look, I just want to help you. Really. It's nothing personal.
Nothing personal?
No. Absolutely nothing.
Really?
I swear.
Okay. But I think you're making a terrible deal.
The long range patrol's reporting in.
Sign of Salon pursuit. All vectors looking good.
Commander.
Yes, I heard. That's good news. Apparently we've made good our escape.
Finding us now would be almost impossible, assuming we don't make any mistakes.
Kylon is too far away. We will never make it because of the food disaster.
There is no other destination.
Ah, but there is. We can stop here. On Borealis. We know that everything we need is there. Food, fuel, and water.
And undoubtedly, a Cylon task force.
It is the most logical place for us to stop.
Precisely why I believe it would be fatal.
Hey, where are you going?
Possibly fatal. Is it not surely fatal to continue towards Carillon?
There is another way.
If I may have a few moments at the Council's time.
I support Commander Adama's rejection of Borealis.
Surprising.
It is a death trap as lethal as the one we left behind. And we haven't the armament to fight our way in and out. However, there is another approach to Carillon. Instead of using the intended route, which takes us centons out of our way, I suggest we take the direct path here, through the Nova and Madagon. Not patrolled and a savings of centons in reaching Carillon.
Captain, I may not be a military expert, but I do know that the Cylons don't have to patrol that particular area because they mine it. They lay mines to make passage impossible.
It would be impossible. A fleet of cumbersome ships like ours to even attempt to go through that narrow passage.
I agree. The fleet could not traverse the channel unless it had been cleared first.
How would you propose doing that?
Well, I suggest I find one or two volunteers to join me in flying ahead of the fleet and fighter craft to blow the minefield apart with laser torpedoes.
Good idea. Two volunteers.
Out of the question. Out of the question.
Brilliant, brilliant. If you must go straight ahead, as you insist, Adama, then this is the way. I say we support the captain.
Good for you, good for you, my boy. As grave a plan as it is, it appears to be our only hope. You have the support and the blessing of the Council of the Twelve.
Thank you. I want to guess who he's got in mind to volunteer for that.
Hey, wait. I'm getting out of here.
Well, just the two fellas I wanted to see. Follow me, gentlemen. Let's see.
What do you think you were doing volunteering for a mission like that? Sayuri must be laughing up a sleeve.
What
what's worrying you more, the mission? Or you're being made to look foolish by Yuri? I'm sorry, I know better than that, but there was no choice. You didn't seem to have a viable plan. It was his way or mine.
Now you see, he's got us doing it. Turning one against the other. If Yuri weren't such a prima donna, I'd say let him lead. But we must not allow ourselves to be fractioned off. There are too few of us left. A single voice is imperative.
But not his. He's only interested in himself. I don't understand how he ever got elected to the Council of the Twelve, and you voted for him.
You should have known him back in the Renaissance days of Caprica. He was one of the best. A builder, an architect of dreams. Now he just sits and decays himself with drink and remembrance. No wonder our world fell apart.
Looking back is contagious. Decay and corruption go hand in hand with defeatism and lack of action. Yuri moved in because you failed to act, to have alternatives to his plans.
I believe it is sometimes prudent to steer away from the flames once you've been badly burnt.
And I'd say you'd better look around more carefully. You're nursing wounds while we're still in the fire. Something that's going to interest him.
Tonight? Shouldn't you be getting some rest?
I'll sleep better after we solve Boxy's problem.
That's a tall order.
I'm a big boy. Okay, Boxy. You're gonna love this, Boxy.
As you know, we will soon be landing on various alien planets. It's important that we be safe. Ordinarily, we'd use trained Daggetts to stand watch at night while our warriors slept in their encampments. But we didn't have any Daggetts. So we just had to see what we could come up with. We'll call the first one Muffet 2. Naturally, the first one will have to be very carefully looked after.
That's not Muffet. It's not even a real Daggett.
No, but he can learn to be like a real one. He's very smart. And if you would help us, it'll be even smarter.
Stop that.
We used the image of Boxy you gave us to train the drone to respond to him.
I owe you one, Doc.
Anytime.
That's one I owe you.
Call it even.
If anyone amongst us can say that he's all right after what has happened, I recommend him for catharsis treatment.
That's not the warrior I'm used to. Whatever happened to the joy of living to fight another day?
Ah, yes. The joy of living. You were aboard the Galactica. You didn't see them down there. Their faces. The old, the young. Desperate. Begging, screaming for a chance to come aboard. Chance to live. And there I was, like God, passing out priorities. As if they were
tickets to a lottery. There was one woman with a child in her arms. And she tore out my arm as I was boarding the launch to come back.
Mother, don't.
The guard came up.
Mother.
I saw him out of the corner of my eye, tried to stop him. Shoved her away, pushed her. He didn't see the child. I don't know what happened to that woman. But God, I don't want it anymore. Let someone else do it.
Father.
Take this burden from me.
It's somehow beautiful. It's a perfect machine. Born to dance amongst the stars.
Yeah, it's bumping into them. It has me worried.
Why did you volunteer, Starbuck?
Well, somebody had to do it.
Did Apollo make you?
Yes, you certainly have a way of cutting through the Felgacarb.
Do you ever take that smoldering weed out of your mouth?
Wonderful speech all prepared.
Oh, about this being your last night here. About possibly not seeing another night as beautiful as this one. Or another girl as beautiful as I am ever again.
Well, that speech is a little better than the one I had. Would you mind if I borrowed it on some future occasion? Do you mind if we don't spend too much more time in the launching bay?
Well, can you think of any place more private?
Come to think of it, I can't think of any place private in the whole damn fleet.
What's in there?
Oh, that's the launching tube. You don't want to go in there. It's dark and cold and it's... Lord, I'll do anything you ask tomorrow. Just don't call an alert tonight.
Starbuck, by any chance?
No, I don't think I... Wait, I did see him on one of the monitors earlier. But before we shut down the flight deck, I think he was checking out his ship.
That would seem to make sense.
I'm sure he's long gone by now. Getting a good night's sleep to the mission. Why don't you do the same? You are going to be working.
Nova at all, but a starfield so bright, our cockpits will be sealed to prevent blindness.
We'll navigate by scanner and sweep everything out of our path with turbo lasers. You feeling all right, Starbuck? You're fidgeting around like a daggett on a sunspot.
Well, it's my bio pulse line, sir. See, it's a bad time for me to be cooped up in a cockpit.
Starbuck's being polite. Seems you got a steam burn.
I don't think I want to ask you how you got it, because I need you on this mission. I didn't choose you to help lead us through without a great deal of anguish. If it'll do any good, let me assure you that should we fail, no one will survive. The rest of our friends must sit in anticipation of our skill. Or lack thereof. Ready?
Ready.
Starbuck?
I'm not ready, but let's get it over with.
Nova Starfield ahead.
One on three, two, one. We've got it on
three. Radiation shield positive. Launch fighters, now.
Nova
0000 and rising.
May not be able to see anything, but it's sure getting hot. Anybody picking up the field in the scanner?
Negative. My scan is burning up.
Mine's gone. I'm afraid of that. It's too bright for the scanner.
Core systems transferring control from probe craft to Galactica. We will guide you through using scanners.
What if we miss a mine? One of us will be the first to know. Let's go.
We'll talk you through. Countdown to fire. 5, 4, 3. 3 degrees right. Target destroyed. One target coming up.
It's burning from my canopy.
5, 4, 3.
Just keep firing.
1, fire. And fire. Heartbeat status readout 100. Other functions normal.
It's working, Commander. They're clearing a path 100 maxims wide.
Now that is precision flying.
Course 1.
I can't see a blessed thing. Are we hitting anything?
Anything that I know.
2, 1, fire. Heartbeat, Captain Apollo, readout 99.
Skin temperature 120 and still rise out. 103. Skin temperature 130 and rising.
5, 4.
It's getting hot.
2, 1, fire. 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 Heartbeat, Captain Apollo, readout 99.
Skin temperature 105 and slowly leveling off.
It's cooling off.
Heartbeat, Captain.
Let's take a look at where we are.
Negative shield, now.
There it is.
Carillon.
And I think we're gonna make it. Recall the flight crews.
Operations will begin at once. Prepare to land the mineral ships and the Landrum parties.
Our mineral scanners have located what we believe is the approximate site of the old mining expedition. Blue Squadron will vector in the ground search teams.
We will soon find them.
What of our bargain? My colony was to be spared.
I now alter the bargain.
How can you change one side of a bargain?
When there is no other side, you have missed the entire point of the war.
But I have no ambitions against you.
Could you think me so foolish as to trust a man who would see his own race destroyed?
Not destroyed, subjugated, under me.
There can be no survivors. So long as one human remains alive, the Alliance is threatened.
Surely you don't mean me.
We thank you for your help, Boltar. Your time is at an end.
No,
not now, Centurion. Remove him for public execution.
Victor 63038 to Ground Expedition 2. My scanners read life forms beyond these coordinates. Now, either it's some high-energy yielding substance, or they left some kind of caretaker operation behind when they abandoned this place.
We've got it, 038. Thanks a lot.
I wonder what this looks like in the daytime.
Hey, this is the daytime.
Oh, lovely.
Landram 1 to Skywatch 038. Can you assist in locating Tylian mine?
You got it, Captain. My scanner indicates that you are vectored to intersect the mine area in 24 millicentons.
Affirmative, 038. We have it.
Everyone, sync chronometers. Captain would like a check-in every 4 millicentons on the emergency frequency. Understood?
Affirmative, Jolly.
You are in time sync now. 038 returning to base. See you guys in a while. Good luck.
Boomer.
Yeah, what is it now?
You're not gonna believe this.
What is it?
I don't know. Huh? Boy, it sure is pretty.
Yeah.
Sounds friendly. Don't be afraid. Listen, hey, you're from Tora.
I'm a Taurus. How do you know that?
The dialect. Listen, what is this place? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here? What? Colonial warriors sneaking around a resort like this with your weapons drawn.
Oh, sorry.
This is legal, isn't it?
Well, how did you get here?
Oh, I came in a sky bus.
She must have been smoking plant paper.
Hey, wait. Listen, could you tell us something about this bus?
Oh, my travelator, he took care of all of it. Isn't it fabulous here? All this for so little money. Oh, and I just won over a thousand cubits. Isn't that amazing?
You won those cubits here?
Oh, in here. Everybody's doing it. It's incredible. You know, if it's illegal, you're going to have to fight the whole star system. I have to go. I have a moonlight cruise, 2 moons. Oh, how can you go wrong?
I don't get it. How cut off can these people be? She didn't act like she'd even heard about the destruction of the colony.
Yeah, there's something even more peculiar. Why haven't we heard about this place?
Look, I suppose you know every gambling chancery in the star system, huh? Oh, well, that's right. If there's a game going on, you'd know about it.
The odds must be incredible here. More people are winning a fortune.
Yes, and they're obviously well fed. Look, why don't we find out about who's in charge of this place and see about getting some food back up to the fleet?
Now, hold it, Boomer. The last thing these people may want to find is a battle star sitting on their front door.
I haven't found the gambling den yet that didn't depend on military pay vouchers to keep its doors open.
Now, Boomer, until we find out who these people are, just remember it'll only take one informant. We'll have the whole Cylon war machine on its way. I want to look around, sit in on a game or two, see if I can find out what's behind this place.
Now, your mission, Boxy, is to keep your eye on that readout. When the counter gets up to 10, it means we're right on top of a rich Tylian deposit.
Yes, sir.
We can't afford to stay in any one place for too long.
Why? Why does people want to hurt us? What did we do to them?
It's not what we did to them. It's what they fear we could do. You see, they're not like us. They're machines. Created by living creatures a long, long time ago.
If they're machines, why don't we just turn them off?
Why, I wish we could. These machines aren't all that simple. You see, some machines are so advanced that they can function better than a lot of living creatures.
They're not smarter.
In some ways, they are. They're programmed to think a lot faster than we do. On the other hand, they're not as individual. We can do a little more of the unexpected. It's about the only advantage we have.
Why did we make them?
We didn't. Another race did. A race of reptiles called Cylons. After a while, the Cylons discovered humans were the most practical form of creature in this system. So they copied our bodies. But they built them bigger and stronger than we are. And they can exchange parts so they can live forever.
Maybe the Cylons who created these machines could turn them off.
There are no more real Cylons. They died off thousands of yarns ago, leaving behind a race of super machines. And we still call them Cylons.
Will that happen to us too? Will our drones and machines take over?
We are very careful not to make our drones quite that intelligent or independent. Present company accepted, Muppet. As a matter of fact, I think we'd better have this drone checked. He's been listening awfully closely.
We better talk.
Right.
Try to read our lips in here.
Who?
Whoever might be up to something in this place.
Well, Boomer, one thing this place isn't is crooked.
Where'd you get all those qubits?
Gambling. I'm telling you, Boomer, you can't lose.
That's what I'm talking about. You ever been in a gambling chancery where you couldn't lose your money?
No, but then I've never been here before either.
In the universe is out to exterminate us, and you want to hire a vocal group.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Starbuck, I'm telling you, there's something just not right about this place.
Yeah.
Skipper, we may be right on top of that old mine. I better check it out.
Okay, Jolly, keep your eyes open.
I'll bring him back.
Hey, Boxy.
Boxy? Well, right here. I'm gonna get him back.
Muffy? Muffy?
Thank you.
For what?
For saving my son's life.
Getting things a little out of proportion. Anyway, maybe I should be thanking you.
You don't know anything about me or what happened to Boxy's father.
When you're ready, you'll tell me. In the meantime, nothing that's gone on before really counts for much. As far as the human race is concerned, we're all starting over. Star system.
I don't care about that. I just want to know what's happened to Boxy.
Mm-hmm.
Carillon. You are impressed?
Confused would be more like it. Listen, we've lost a little boy.
He is safe. We found him and brought him here. Would you care to join him?
Yes, we would.
Mommy!
Captain, good fortune smiles on us.
Yeah, it's like nothing we ever dreamed of, Captain. They've got everything we need here, plenty of it. You're happy to share.
Sounds like paradise.
Yeah, it does.
Colonel, a message from Sarah Yuri.
The Ovion people have extended to the survivors of the colonies every measure of goodness and support we might have hoped for.
It's not possible to foresee the entire fleet able to resume our voyage within a centon. Well, Colonel, a most optimistic note.
Too optimistic. Yuri has everyone in the fleet breaking in the bulkheads to get down to the surface.
Perhaps in small numbers and orderly rotation.
It isn't going to be that way. Already he's authorized visitors' permits to half our population.
Half the population? We've come so far, so quickly. There's been little time for reason. What is the curious secret behind the existence of this outpost on the outer rim of our star system? There are many such oases for intergalactic travelers, but none so far off the known arteries of trade, and none so curiously close to a tellurium mine. Fuel has begun to arrive from the Ovion mines, but in curiously small quantities. And now I feel the growing need for extraordinary measures of precaution. The ships continue to hover over the planet, supported by small maintenance crews whose spirits are as depleted as their numbers. Everyone seems to have forgotten our flight from the Cylons, the beauty and wiles of Carillon, hold our people spellbound.
My lucky night.
Just might be.
Yeah, well, money isn't everything.
No.
Listen, have you checked out the accommodations yet? Most of my unit is staying down on Carillon tonight.
I'll see what I can arrange.
Okay. How are you going to play, sir?
Oh, I hope so. Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure. Let him ride again. My lucky night. Can't lose.
Is it secret?
Starbuck? Yeah.
I came because I think I owe you an apology.
You do?
Come on, this paradise is the perfect opportunity for us to be open and honest with one another.
Yeah.
I hurt you. Admit it.
Well,
didn't you once tell me that I was the only woman you'd ever had any real intimate feelings toward?
Yeah, I may have said that.
You may have said that.
No, Athena, wait. What I meant to say is, see, that I've had to shut all those feelings out of my mind to avoid any more pain than I've already suffered.
Starbuck.
Oh, no.
Hello. Excuse me, I believe you're occupying my space. Your space? Yes, I have good news.
Huh?
I got us the key to the royal suite. Why, thank you. We do appreciate it.
Listen, girls, I've got this hot streak going here.
I see. Yes, I do, too. Well, have a good time, you two. And next time, it's at office rates, Lieutenant. Never eaten so much in my entire life. I'm going to be as fat as... Push level 3 for us, please.
I feel like a total glut, Francois. Nothing fits me anymore. And we've only been down on the surface for three. I asked you to push the third level. There, you've missed our lodging.
I did press it. Something seems to be wrong.
Well, there are no lodgings this far down. Look there. Seems to be taking us all the way to the bottom.
Something seems to be happening.
Let me have that control. There. We've stopped. Thank goodness. I wonder what's down here.
See me.
I've been sitting here for yarns, it seems, examining our military intelligence on this Kalon outpost.
I didn't think we had any beyond the exploration for phytofuel.
That's the disquieting part. It was Baltar's people who engineered that expedition and declared tritium too minimal for mining. And our military intelligence is based on that report.
And now we find one of the largest tritium mining operations in the star system.
Exactly. So the mystery is, who's behind such a huge remote mining operation? And there's no local food source to feed the laborers. They must be bringing it in from who knows how far.
They have plenty of food to share. Some of our people are getting downright obese.
Yes. And there's another mystery. There seems to be no connection between the Ovion workers underground and the resort on the surface. And yet there must be some connection.
Do you suspect a tie-in with the Cylon Empire?
With Baltar's involved, I suppose I suspect everything. You've had no reports of anything odd, out of the ordinary?
No, sir. The people are having the time of their lives.
It's a circus of Wonderland.
Why don't we go in and point you?
Why don't we, my beautiful captain?
We have here the foods and necessities to feed our people. We have the support of a culture quite content to be subservient to our needs. We are far away from the Cylons, so as not to pose a threat to them. At least we ought not to pose a threat. And would not if we destroyed our war machines.
What's this?
Ah, our young warrior. Or should I say savior. I was just pointing out that the Cylons destroyed our cities because we were a threat to their order. Here, isolated from them, we posed no threat. Or would not if we disposed of our ships and weapons. Now, what do you think of my proposal?
Hope it's the Grog.
Well, tonight it might very well be the Grog. But there's always tomorrow.
Now, why should they believe we are now willing to accept that which we have always found to be unacceptable, to live under Cylon rule?
Because we would destroy our arms to prove we're willing to live in peace.
Destroy our only means of defense.
Or attack. May I remind my brothers that we did not have conflict with the Cylons until we intervened in their relations with other nations.
Yes. Yes, you are right. We did not come into conflict with the Cylons until we helped our neighbors, whom the Cylons wished to enslave, and until we helped the Hasaris get back their nation, taken by force by the Cylons.
Correct. If we mind our own business, there's every reason to believe that the Cylons will leave us alone.
If you've all come to this council to turn your backs on the principles of our fathers and the lords of Kobol, from whom all colonies evolved, you do so with my utter contempt.
Pioneers are always the last to recognize the inevitability of change. We have a choice. Life or death.
I submit that an issue this grave should be decided by our people.
Maybe you're right, but I'll tell you something. The military won't be easy to convince. How, may I ask, do you propose to present such a delicate matter, eh?
At a celebration to decorate those three brave young men who led us to safety through the perilous Straits of Malacca. One of them, Adama's son, I do believe.
Just the tonic our people need at this moment. Some old-fashioned, down-to-goodness heroes.
Party's just getting started. You want a little, company?
I'm kind of companied out, thank you.
Oh, you're gonna miss the tribute for the Three Warriors.
Giving them all the tribute they're gonna get. Oh, I missed my level.
Mine too. Something seems to be wrong. We're going all the way down.
Well, I didn't think that was allowed. I wonder what's down there.
You guys split 70%, and I'll even pick up the transportation.
I just don't think it'll work out.
Why not?
Look, I can't talk now.
What do you mean?
We'll just have to talk about it later. If you're still around.
Hey, wait, where are you going? Wait, you're my meal ticket out of the military.
Starbuck!
What are you doing?
The captain's been looking all over for you.
No, Boomer, I'm beginning to agree with you. Something's going on around here.
Well, whatever it is going to have to wait. We've got to get back to the Galactica.
What for?
Dress uniforms.
Dress uniforms? Wait, I'm not getting into any fancy...
One does not accept our people's highest military honor, the Gold Cluster, in a battle suit.
The Gold Cluster? Now, you're kidding.
We got it.
Like old times, isn't it, Ty?
Well, our ships weren't quite so fancy, but we gave them a good run.
Yes. You didn't tell anyone we were meeting?
No. Is there some reason why you and I aren't supposed to be talking?
Pick up that ground crew communicator and climb into the next ship, please.
Climb into the next ship?
Internal comm system. We are completely isolated. No one can hear us.
Yes, I understand, but why would anyone want to?
It grieves me to think that we have to take such precautions on our own Battlestar. Sire Yuri's men are expecting me to make some kind of move over his disarmament plan. I find that even my private quarters are being monitored. Now, what I'm about to propose is somewhat risky. Now, you don't have to go along if you don't want to.
Commander, if you say we should do it, naturally I say we should do it. What is it we're about to do?
Ty, when would be the most devastating time for a Cylon strike?
Almost any time with half of our warriors down and... During the celebration, when all of our warriors are down on Carillon.
If we were attacked... Without being able to recall our warriors, we wouldn't have a chance. A few well-placed Cylon bombs in the heart of this launching bay wouldn't be able to get a single fighter into the air.
Then you do think there's more to Carillon than generosity?
It smells like a trap. It feels like a trap. I believe it is a trap. It is imperative that we get our pilots closer to our ships. Or perhaps the other way around. Get our ships closer to our pilots.
How do we get our fighter ships down to Carillon without getting Council clearance?
Well, we launch a couple at a time as if they were part of a regular patrol.
The Council has ordered all of our warriors to be at the party.
They will be there, in a manner of speaking. Now, Yuri doesn't know all of our warriors on sight. He'll be counting uniforms, not men.
He'll be counting uniforms?
Yes. And I want you to collect all the warrior uniforms you can possibly lay your hands on and fill them with whomever you can find. Mechanics, kitchen personnel, anyone. And get them down to that party.
What do I tell them?
Tell them anything. Tell them they're on a secret mission, which is the truth.
I'll do my best.
I'm depending upon you, Ty. And if I'm right, Yuri won't be the only one who'll be counting uniforms at that party tonight.
I understand. And I hope you are wrong.
Startle you. Can we give you a hand with...
If you ever do that again, you're on report, Starbuck. And you can tell the rest of your Playboy pilots this is not the last flash inspection that I'm going to make. And if I ever find uniforms in this condition, you're in trouble. When Commander Adama sees these... He's gonna go crazy.
It's gotta be the pressure.
You know, it's unfair. A lot of those bridge officers never get a chance to go down to the surface. Well, everybody else gets to go and have a good time.
Bridge officers don't get their tail shot off flying around in skinny little fighters.
Still, I wouldn't mind trading with them.
I believe you, Boomer. I'll mention it to the colonel.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I can't take over for him. I'm not a colonel.
Neither am I.
So much for guilt. Let's go to the party.
Right.
Hello, Father.
Apollo. Well, Colonel Ty wants to be the celebration. So I offered to relieve him for the night. Simply as a favor.
I might have thought you'd like to see your son getting a star cluster.
It's well deserved, Apollo. Well deserved. Precisely why I cannot accept it as anything but another one of Counselor Yuri's ploys.
How can saluting his greatest rival's son be a ploy?
I just have the feeling that he'll propose destroying our arms at the celebration. Hoping that the cascade of emotion will do all the damage before anyone realizes what they've done.
But you can stop him.
I
Not anymore. Haven't you heard the talk? I got us into this predicament.
No one believes that. And even if some do, you have to speak out. How can I say to you that you've been more than a father to me? You've been someone I could look up to with trust and respect. My ideals rise and fall in your standards, and this isn't you. What's happening to you? Help me to understand.
You'll understand, my son. In time, you'll understand.
I know that wasn't easy for you, not telling him. Perhaps you should have.
No. No, if I had told him, I wouldn't have been able to keep him from my side. This is my gamble. If I win, we all win.
But if you're wrong, Yuri will destroy you.
I'm not wrong. The Cylons lured me into their deception once. Never again.
It's very strange.
What is?
That man's insignia is Blue Squadron. I thought I knew everybody in it. Look at the fit of that uniform.
Apollo, tonight is a night of Thanksgiving. And everyone's dressing up and making do with whatever they have. He probably hasn't worn that in years. The guest of honor looks absolutely delicious.
Oh, how lovely you look in your uniform.
Huh? Oh. Hey, isn't this something, Boxy? Our hosts have been very generous.
I don't like them.
I told him the Ovians wouldn't approve of him bringing Muffet to the celebrations.
Well, we put one over on him, didn't we, huh?
Except for your captain, I deduce from the uniform that most of your warriors are here.
Yes, well, I'm always a big draw.
Starbuck.
Yes. What is it? I'm talking to the great and near great.
Well, when you come down, tell me who that is. These three guys right behind the dancer.
Aren't if I know. I sure have lousy tailors.
Starbuck, you should know them.
Now, why should I know them?
Because they're wearing the insignia from our squadron.
Yeah, don't start without me.
Where is the lieutenant going?
To find the captain, sir.
Excellent.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, stop those guys. Oh, what do you expect? What are you doing, Starbuck? Listen, something's going on around here. Those three imposters, I just... listen, can we talk?
Yeah.
Will you excuse us? The lieutenant needs attention.
I'll take Boxy and get some date. Where is Boxy?
He's probably in watching the acrobats. They're pretty good.
Well, don't be long. You two don't want to miss your own coronation.
Hey.
Boxy!
This is about imposters. I don't know. I've been running into guys all night who aren't from our unit, but they're wearing our unit's clothes.
That officer on the shuttle.
Well, you spotted one of them?
Yeah, maybe. I think we better check this out.
I suggest that you find your two friends and tell them that we're going to begin, with or without them.
Yes, sir.
Looks deserted.
Everyone's at the party.
Not everyone. There are three imposters down here, someplace.
How many warriors? Nearly their full complement of warriors. See that the humans remain entertained until the end. then they will be yours in the lower chambers.
This night, we celebrate a most special event in the annals of human experience.
Starbuck, what'd you find?
Well, they're not here. They must be at another level.
The other levels aren't accessible to humans.
I've been wondering about that.
Yeah, so have I.
I know how to fix that. Stand there.
Here they go. Pick 11.
Let's say we have a look at what's furthest from the guest rooms.
Nice.
Shh. You're the leader.
Against any living brother, whether a former friend or foe, I tell you that this night will be remembered in the eons as the founder.
Women and children. How you get up there and warn them? I won't do anything until you've had a chance to get away. What can you do by yourself? This whole planet is loaded with tellurium. If I can ignite it with my laser, it'll blow the entire planet apart. Starbuck, I can't leave you down here. You'll never get out alive. You don't have a choice. Starbuck, I had to leave Zach behind. I can't leave you too. You go up, I'll sit power to the tellurium. Apollo, by the time we get through arguing about this, it'll... Shh, somebody's coming.
I guess it's a little late to try and talk to these fellas.
I think so.
Ships.
No wonder no one's ever left here to tell about this resort. The Ovians are living off of them. And probably selling the tellurium they mine to the Cylons.
There's nothing!
Hey, Foxy, come back here!
No! Nothing! Nothing!
Centurion.
It is done, Imperious Leader.
Let the attack begin.
By your command, Imperious Leader.
We're doing fine! Whoops! There's just too many of them! Go for the ceiling! Set fire to the tellurium!
Scanners picking up a large body of objects closing rapidly.
Scan for alien forms.
This way!
Run, Boxy.
Captain, where you guys been? We've been looking all over for you.
When these fires reach high for combustion, the whole planet's gonna blow. Let's get out of here. They'll frack.
Swarm scan positive. Multiple three passenger vehicles.
Cylon attack craft. So they spring their trap.
Enemy approaching. 90 microns.
An opportunity to throw down our arms and prove once and for all that peace begets peace and love begets love. And so I...
Everybody listen to me! I want everybody to move quickly and orderly towards the exits. That is an order.
Stay where you are. I'm in charge here. Kuntaman says he's in charge.
Closing 70 microns. Enemy approaching. 55 microns.
Closing.
Charlie, what are you doing in combat dress?
The rest of Blue Squadron didn't get to go to the party, sir. I guess they had to let you go, though. They've been wise they didn't have all the military personnel there.
Well, if you didn't go to the party, who were those guys?
Anybody the commander could fight up and fight to fill the uniforms. You should have seen the one that got mine.
Enemy closing, 30 microns.
Recall all warriors from service.
To 25 microns. Then closing.
I want you ladies in that shuttlecraft.
Johnny, what's going on?
The whole squadron is waiting for orders from the Galactica.
15 microns.
Cylon attack force now closing to killer range.
They'll take you to the shuttle.
Let's go.
Why?
Take care of your mom.
I wish he could be my daddy.
Enemy closing in. 10 microns.
We are not sending out interceptors. We have taken them completely by surprise.
Closing in. 5 microns.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzzer shield now.
Starbuck?
Revved and ready for takeoff.
Squadron doesn't seem to match any known Cylon war machines.
Are they gonna be surprised? And we don't stop them, we're gonna have to go back and live on that rock.
And skip the party.
Yes, make a note, Colonel, to discuss discipline in the ranks.
Yes, sir.
Starbuck?
Yo.
On your tail.
Nothing to worry about.
Felger carb. Cylon base ship.
And nothing on my scanner.
It's hidden someplace behind Carillon. That's the only way it could have approached us without being picked up. We're not going to let that base ship go. They can follow us at a safe distance and plot our every move until the reinforcements arrive. Let's go down on the deck beneath their scanners.
Warriors requesting permission to locate and pursue Cylon base ship.
Now, Colonel, we must conserve our resources if we're to find a home for our people. Bring the fleet home.
Get on a Cylon frequency.
What for?
They can't see us, but they'll be able to hear us.
Doing what? Praying?
No, you're going to be red and blue squadrons, and I'm going to be green and yellow.
I'll be red and blue Oh, I get it.
Sir, two of our warriors are overdue and unaccounted for.
Who?
It's Captain Apollo, sir.
Who else?
And Starbuck.
I see.
Switching frequencies now.
This is Green Leader to Red. All ships in formation and ready for attack. Come in.
Yeah, we're all ready. Every one of us.
Speak, Centurion.
by your command. Colonial Viper squadrons approaching in large numbers.
Surely our raiders are close enough to defend us.
Our raiders are still engaged against the Galactica.
Retreat base ship behind the protection of Carillon. Their scanners will not be able to find us.
This is Yellow Leader. We have your squadron in visual contact.
Right. Green Leader, I've got two more squadrons requesting permission to join us. Purple and Orange squadrons. They're just dying for a good fight. Been on reconnaissance for centons.
Purple and Orange?
Negative, Blue Leader. Let's not get carried away. We've got all the manpower we need to knock out one base ship.
Mander, we're picking up some attack signals between Purple and Orange squadrons. We don't have Purple and Orange squadrons.
Purple and Orange?
Starbuck and Apollo?
Lord, help them both.
Warriors continue to advance at least six squadrons.
Recall all raiders to defend base ship.
Our raiders are all destroyed.
All destroyed. How? We took them by surprise.
Apparently it was not as big a surprise as we had hoped for.
Retreat closer to Carillon. Below their scanners.
There are reports of fires.
I said lower. Or they will destroy us.
By your command.
Just ahead. There she is.
Lovely. What do we do, Rammer?
We are now picking up attacking warriors on the scanner. We are too close to the surface.
Sir, telemetry reports surface of Carillon reaching vapor point.
There are only two ships. It is a deception. Open fire and retreat from the planet.
Apollo. Okay, Starbuck, let's get out of here. Fire blows the planet apart.
Negative shield. Now.
She's going to explode.
Star Galactica leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.
You are Volta?
As if you don't remember,
My predecessor has left me with a difficult choice.
Your predecessor
was destroyed by your peers. A foolish miscalculation of the will of your people.
I tried to warn him. I could have helped. I could have prevented his...
Yes. I have examined your epistle, suggesting you would be able to locate the humans.
Why, yeah. Oh, yes. I think, as they do, I know where they will go, what they must do.
I find your reasoning logical.
Then I am to be
spared.
To serve the Empire.
No. To serve your people. To help us extend a hand of truce.
Truce?
My predecessor was programmed at a time when our empire was less capable of tolerance. Now that we are omnipotent, we can afford to be more charitable. You will explain my policy of goodwill. I have spared you. I will spare them.
They are not likely to be receptive.
I will send with you a base star entirely under your command. Lucifer,